between 2001 and 2004, he said they saw a direct link between the vaccine and autism, a rise in autism in specific groups. African-American children had a 2.64 times increase in the risk of autism if they were given the vaccine between 12 and 18 months versus after 3 years old. So it was a timing study. The theory being looked at was, is the earlier you get the MMR vaccine, does that make you more prone to autism? And then there was a group called isolated autism, and that was perfectly healthy children of all races. And they isolated autism out, meaning there were no other issues, no epilepsy, no palsy. And what they discovered is perfectly healthy children that received the MMR vaccine between 12 to 18 months are up to 7 times more likely to develop autism than had we waited to deliver that vaccine after 3 years old. And the issue we have is that the CDC mandates that the vaccine be given between 12 and 18 months. And what this study was going to show was that was the most dangerous time to deliver this vaccine. And instead of delivering that information to the public, they manipulated data throughout data. Thompson has now said that they dragged a garbage can into the middle of the room and threw away all the data that showed this link. And then they kicked half of the kids off the study to get a different result. And so it's scientific fraud on multiple levels. And what I would say is, in a conversation that is so divisive, what we have is new information. This is a new story. I worked on the daytime talk show, The Doctors, for 6 years as a producer. I've been celebrating the best that medicine has to offer, best doctors, best surgeries. And we often said on the show, as every other network and media outlet has, that vaccines are safe and they're effective. And what we have to realize is, just like when you have a murder case and someone's sitting on death row, and all of a sudden a new witness steps forward or new forensic evidence becomes available that says this man is innocent, then you have to reopen that case. And we always fight to have that case open as journalists, as human beings in a society. Well, that's exactly what we now have with this new evidence. We have a new witness in Dr. William Thompson, one of our top scientists. He's been awarded every year he's worked at the CDC for his great outstanding work. And we have new forensic evidence in the 10,000 documents he's provided that show exactly the data that he was asked to throw away. Instead of throwing it out, he hid copies in his office and locked them in a safe. And we now have copies of that, and you can see some of that. That's what the film is based on. And also, Congressman Bill Posey in Florida has all 10,000 documents and has done an extensive interview with the whistleblower also. And Posey stood before our Congress in July of last year and said, I have extensively interviewed Dr. William Thompson, the CDC whistleblower. I have a scientific body looking at the 10,000 documents he's provided me, and the American people deserve to know the truth. They are trusting their children and their health, and they believe that Congress is looking out for their best interest. And he said to the Congress, and specifically to the Oversight Committee on Government Reform, please, please, I beg you, we must subpoena Dr. William Thompson. The American people deserve this. And that's what we're asking for. All this film does is ask all of the appropriate questions that anyone should have when we have someone as high up in our health agencies at the CDC making the claims and backing them up with this data. So I would say this conversation has to be reopened. We cannot just stick with the old truth that vaccines are safe and effective, now giving light to the fact that one of the top scientists on the most important study ever done looking at vaccines and autism. I mean, this is the most important study because this study that we now know is a fraud based on what we've been provided by Dr. William Thompson. This study was used to stop all funding by the U.S. government looking at, do vaccines cause autism? That's why this is so important.
Well, you do mention Dr. Thompson as being a new voice, really, in this big debate. But one of the original voices, I suppose, in the anti-vaccine debate, or certainly the debate linking autism and vaccines, is Andrew Wakefield. And he's the director of this film. And this film has really been criticised because of his involvement, because he's been struck off the medical register. The original study that he published with that connecting autism and vaccines has been discredited. And so are you concerned that having somebody like Andrew Wakefield involved is just going to bring this debate back to that original emotional divisive place where, you know, it seems to have been a quagmire? We can't move beyond that when we talk about vaccines.
Well, I will say this. You're absolutely right. When I was working at the Doctor's television show and I found out that Andy Wakefield was the one working on this, I had to investigate that story, too. What happened with the Lancet paper? And I did that investigation because I was going to leave a job where I'm an Emmy Award-winning medical producer to work with, obviously, one of the most controversial doctors in the world. And I will tell you, if anyone actually does their research, you will realize that the first great fraud is what the GMC, the General Medical Council, did in the UK. To begin with, Andy Wakefield was never anti-vaccine. He's still not anti-vaccine, and this film is not anti-vaccine. Andy Wakefield simply had a study where 8 of the 12 parents all claimed that the MMR vaccine had caused their child's autism. But the paper was not about that. The paper, which was a case study, was simply looking at gastrointestinal issues in autistic children. Prior to that moment, it was believed that autism was a neurological disease. But a parent called Andy Wakefield and said, I would like you to look at my son. He has terrible gastrointestinal issues and he's autistic. And Andy said, well, I know nothing about autism. She says, no, but I just read your study that was published. And he had published 140 studies. It was published on Crohn's disease. And what you describe is very much what I believe my son is suffering from. And so that paper looked at, is there a novel intestinal disease that is going along with this neurological problem called autism? That's exactly what the paper found. And at the end of the paper, it never claimed to be anti-vaccine. In fact, it said, this study does not prove the MMR causes autism. More studies need to be done on that. And that is the study the CDC did. They saw this connection and they said, well, let's look at it ourselves. And now we know the study that was used to sort of refute Andy's study is now a fraud by one of the top scientists involved. And I will also point out that though they call it the Andy Wakefield fraud, there was 13 co-authors on that paper, many of them the top scientists in their field. They all signed their names to it. It was peer-reviewed, and they signed their name to every word of that. Of the 13 scientists, Andy Wakefield and Professor John Walker Smith did have their licenses removed for unethical work. There was never fraud proven. They never proved that any fraud took place or any of the data was fraudulent. What they said was they didn't get the right permissions to do the tests on the children that they had done. Since then, John Walker Smith, the only other man to lose his license, appealed in the courts in the UK and last year was exonerated, given back his license. And the judge said that the GMC had made egregious errors in how they had handled this. He recommended that the Lancet paper be reinstated and said that it was absolutely the worst handled case of all times and that no malfeasance had happened on the part of the doctors. Now, the only difference between Andy Wakefield and Professor John Walker Smith is when they both lost their licenses, Professor John Walker Smith appealed and spent years in court fighting for the truth, while Andy Wakefield decided to go ahead and continue trying to protect children. And that's what he's done for the last 10 years of his life, making movies and videos, trying to warn people that there's an issue that isn't being looked at by our scientific bodies.
Boulder is quite a hotspot for parents who opt out of vaccinations. And there has been legislation passed trying to deal with this particular issue when it comes to children attending public schools. And it's a terrifying prospect for any parent to bring a child into a doctor's office and to have anything put into that child's system. You're always holding your breath, regardless of where you are on this vaccine debate spectrum. And so do you think that one of the major issues that really needs to be explored is the fact that there's such a loss of faith in our regulatory bodies, whether it's the CDC or in other areas, the EPA and what's happening with water contamination, that if that faith was restored, that parents would be able to navigate this whole issue a little bit better.
Absolutely. I think what this film proves is that the testing body, the CDC, has failed the American public and they failed the world. What we want to see happen is not an end to vaccines. What we want to see is a truly independent testing body created, just like the National Transportation Board, that investigates the safety of vaccines. The problem you have is the CDC has a conflict of interest. Their job is to promote vaccine usage throughout the country. They buy roughly $4 billion worth of vaccines and distribute them across the nation as part of their duty. Well, when you give them the job of testing whether these vaccines are safe, they run into a real problem when, in, for instance, in this MMR study, they see that it's not safe. So what do? Do they ruin public opinion and confidence in vaccines and therefore go against their primary objective to distribute vaccines and promote them? Or do they lie? And in this case, it appears that they've opted to lie about it. So instead of really, you know, what we have to do is we've got to remove this job from the Centers for Disease Control, create a new independent testing body that is firewalled against industry. One of the issues you have at the CDC is the head of the CDC, at the very time this study was done, this is a Merck product. Merck is the pharmaceutical company that makes MMR. Well, the head of the CDC at the time, Dr. Julie Gerberding, left the CDC and then a year later went to become the head of the vaccine department at Merck for a high-paying job. So we've always seen, and Boulder's aware of this, in their energy issues, when we see EPA things being shot down by senators, and then that senator goes and works for Exxon as a lobbyist when they leave the job. This revolving door is the problem, and it's why people are losing their confidence in our government institutions. We've watched the middle class be destroyed by a banking industry, taking everybody's houses, foreclosing across the nation, and then nobody goes to jail. And I think the American public is tired of this. That's why we see the success, I think, of that Bernie Sanders had and Donald Trump. You know, no matter what anybody thinks, the voting population is no longer trusting that the government is looking out for them. And that's what Vaxxed really points out. This is just yet another story of the corporate takeover of our government. And the pharmaceutical industry is now the most powerful industry, the most powerful lobby in Washington. They're spending more money and they have more lawyers and they're putting more politicians in place than any other industry on the planet. And we have to ask ourselves, what are they doing there? Why are they putting so much money in? Is it actually to protect children or is it so that they make more money? And when you look at mandating laws, you now have an industry where I live in California. We've just passed SB 277, which is a state law that takes away all rights to an exemption except the medical exemption, or your child can't go to school. Essentially, the government now owns my babies. I have a 2-year-old and a 7-year-old child, and the government is now stepping in and saying, despite what you know as a journalist, Del, despite the work you've done, despite Dr. William Thompson and all of the fraud that you now know as a citizen in California, we don't care. The government is making this choice beyond your own investigation, your own understanding. We are going to force your child to be injected with what we want, when we want, how we want. That is the most dangerous step a democracy, a free country, can ever make. We cannot give up our physical sovereignty. This is our body, and until our children leave our home at 18 years old, we decide what's best for them. Not some bureaucrat inside of a government agency. We have to leave it to our doctors and our parents. They are the ones that decide the health of their children. So parents have every right to not trust this system now. This movie is not going to help the trust of that system. But instead of panicking, we have to do what's right, and we have to have our legislatures and our state governments say, you know what, we are going to begin actually testing these vaccines with a new body that we can trust.